Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Meditation and Prayer Time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. Our scripture today is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. I'm reading from the New International Version. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for today, for this time that you have blessed us to assemble as a world parish for a renewal or a reigniting of our spirits. We ask that you will bless us now as we honor you, oh my God, and worship you. I pray that you will lift the burdens of this week so that every member of the world parish may draw closer to you. Remove all the fears among the world parish that prevent our being our best for you. Those who do not quite get it as to who you are and who you are for us in the world parish family, do for them what you did for Gayla Edwards of Houston, Texas. Help us to fit in and make sense. I pray for the one person that needs to hear from heaven most, even me, Lord. Yes, even me. The past 40 days have been great days for me and my family. I had not seen my family in over 16 months. It was so good to have my grandson home to spoil him and let him have his way here at the pastorium. Turn it upside down by running from room to room and playing and sleeping all over the house. It was also good to have Tamara and Rachel home. As the four of us ate our meals together, I was able to observe them and study their demeanor. Both girls have loads, but perhaps the one whose plate is always full is Tamara's. For her, it is one challenge after another. There are days that she deals with anxiety. Being a young black female and the owner of a company where her associates soldier on her, and then the pressure of running a company and dealing with the stress of not being where she desires to be, from a personal level, indeed, I believe it's created a lot of anxiety in her life. My subject for today, there is an answer to anxiety. Anxiety is a painful uneasiness of mind over an anticipated situation. Those situations can range from health issues, how to run a business, health benefits, disabilities, and then marital and companion relationships, and really not being what one desires to be at this juncture in his or her life. Anxiety produces worry, uneasiness, oh my God, hallelujah. Uneasiness, alarm, and it can lead to great distraction. Anxiety robs the soul of any sense of peace, calmness, stillness, and harmony. Anxiety takes a life otherwise joyous and secure, and incarcerate the life with detention, confinement, turmoil, distress, and worries. I have had some incarcerating moments in my own life. I have learned that those moments did not help or advance me or my cause. Truthfully, perhaps there is no other sin, hear me, world parish, there is no other sin that more frequently appears in the lives of Christians than the sin of anxiety. World parish, please hear your pastor. The inerrant word of God has the complete answer to anxiety. The answer that the Bible gives is one that comforts us with the exact image of what we are and the means by which we may overcome and how to be better. The answer is not simple, but it is one that will work if we will only accept it, trust it, and live by it. There will be perhaps five major points to this message. Each point will have 3 to 5 subpoints. Therefore, I will teach one point for the next 3 or 4 sessions that we have together. Point number one, the first and foremost answer to anxiety is communion with God. In the first 6 words of the text verse, we are taught, do not be anxious about anything. This peace comes through communication with God, through a closeness or a close association with God. Subpoint number one, communion with God makes you mindful of God's blessing. You have to take time, please hear me now. You have to take time to think about it and ponder those blessings. God's blessings have met your needs and our needs, hallelujah, every time before we got into a situation. Frieda Flack of Ankeny, Maryland, and Wanda and Daryl Williams of Snellville, Georgia. We need a reflective mind to reflect on the way God has stepped in and met our need or needs in an unexpected way at an unexpected time. Those times when we did not see a way out. Preston Tarbert of Alexander, Virginia, Ramona Herbert of Brooklyn, New York. Reflection on God's blessings should remove all self-pity and worry. An appropriate response that comes from the communion process with God is an affirmative thing. Perhaps Psalm 34:1 is a good verse. I will extol, that is, I will worship, admire, and exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Tanisha Bush of Harvest, Alabama, when we sincerely are in communion with God and take our every concern to Him, anxiety fades, it decreases, vanishes, and eventually disappears. Kanita Baker of Fairborn, Georgia, Virginia Mathers of Rex, Georgia, and Victor and Jackie Whiting of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let me tell you why it dissipates. It is because God has the power and the wisdom to take care of our anxiety. Rock Anderson of Ellenwood, Georgia, we must believe that God has our best interest in mind. Subpoint number two, communion with God affords one the opportunity to make his or her personal request to God. Through your request, you have the opportunity to unburden your soul. Excuse me, let me say it another way. through your communion request, you have the opportunity to confess, let go, and release your burdens or your heavy load. Cheryl Harden of Atlanta, Georgia, and Ed Turner of Decatur, Georgia, hear what Psalm 55:22 says. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. I enjoy also the King James version of this verse. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. John and Moon of Bethlehem, Georgia, Ron Marshall of Bethlehem, Alabama, and Mature Williams of Atlanta, Georgia, through your request, oh my God, hear me now, you may obtain God's help, the help that you need to get through your anxious situation, the help you need that will deliver you from depression. Oh my God, help me now. The help that you need that will make you rise up, see the blessings that God has bestowed upon you, and understand that he has a desire to do more for you. Subpoint number three, and the final subpoint for today's teaching, communion with God brings peace. This peace is not just any kind of peace. It cannot be purchased or bargained for. It is a divine peace. Divine peace comes from communion with God. It is an abiding peace. John 14:27, King James Version. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Then there's Philippians again, 4:7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here it is. God's peace, oh, I got it now, is a guarding peace that will guard your heart and your mind. Here Paul in this verse uses a military image or comparison. He represents or presents this peace as guarding their hearts as a stronghold or fort. At every inlet into their souls and into our souls, their peace stands like an armed outlook of watch. In other words, this peace serves as a spotter, keeping out all threatening and disturbing influences. Oh my God, Royal Parish, God's peace is an indescribable peace which passes or transcends all understanding. Sandra Coleman of Birmingham, Alabama, Linda Glasscock of Maryville, Tennessee, Maxine Pugh of Decatur, Georgia, and Tyree Johnson of Los Angeles, California. The peace of God passes all understanding. It is beyond anything we can ask or think. It surpasses all of our imagination. In our actual experiences of life, the peace of God is far greater than anything that you and I could ever imagine or understand. The peace of God actually carries the faithful believer through the very midst of trials and tribulation. Oh my God, when you have God's peace, it doesn't matter what your trials and your tribulations are, how heavy they are, how many they are, the peace of God will carry you through your situation. Reverend Shirley Sparks of Toledo, Ohio, consider these last words, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Deborah Rivers of Toledo, Ohio, let me use you as an epistle and tell the world perish why a person in communion with God does not let the trials and temptations of life drive him or her into craziness and into doing foolish things when a spouse walks out and leave you empty-handed. It is because the peace of God is like a most elite soldier who guards and protects the most precious possessions of God, and those are the believer's heart and mind. Oh my God, I encourage you to seek the peace of God during your anxious situation and trust God to guard and protect your heart and your mind. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.